Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time.
Ken, are you even excited for this weekend?
I am excited for setting the tone right now. Oh, you can't come in here.
It just got sabotaged.
Oh, my God.
It just got sabotaged.
Just sabotaged setting the tone.
It's the worst timing ever.
Get over here and get on the mic.
We got Cookie Pie.
Get on the mic, you ignorant slut. Get on the microphone here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Cookie Pie has made an appearance. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, hi. Get it on the cameras.
Yeah, he's got it on the cameras, doesn't he? There it is.
Is it high enough?
There it is.
Looks good.
Cookie Pie
good.
Brought the Cookie Pie.
Should happy, I have it down here?
Happy vasectomy for Anthony Lima.
Some nice
love
flowers.
It. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're a wonderful
my
man.
My wife wants me to cancel. We are getting in a heated discussion right
if
now.
He cancels, does he have to give you the pie, the Cookie Pie back?
You owe me $12.99.
Well, good luck, because he already owes you $200.
Oh, that's right.
For the limo.
Nice. Yeah, the limo.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were going to bring that up on the
internet. Oh, I was going to bring it up right now.
Oh, my.
Did you get laughter over the phone when you were ordering this or in person?
I did it in person. I asked the lady if she had a good sense of humor, and then I asked if she could write that.
Does she want to come watch
she
the
She asked how to spell it.
I'm doing it in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah. So.
Get her over here.
It's 3 o'clock tomorrow is when he's getting the vasectomy.
Good luck, buddy.
Didn't you get yours done?
That's a very personal question.
But we're on the radio, so answer it or not.
No, I've not.
Okay, there you go. What do you mean? No. This is a very personal question. Come on now.
What about Lower Sweet Paul? What about other your friends that get invited to all the cool things that we don't get invited to?
A couple of them have. I don't know about Paul.
Oh, that's just good. Go ahead. Yeah. Cookie Pie, power rank the vasectomy.
Yeah, rank them. Here we go.
The music's playing.
You can't hear the music.
My personal friends that have had vasectomy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just name them.
Let's see. Brendan is probably number one.
Ah,
Nick.
Oh, Nick.
Have I met Nick?
I heard about Nick's ordeal. The doctor, it was rough.
The doctor complimented his shaving technique.
Well done.
Yeah, so that was a big deal.
Do I got to be fully clean from front to back?
Zestfully.
Like,
what
did you beat me to it, you bastard?
I think you need to make an effort.
I got some lower back
I don't know where they go in.
He's Italian. He's got a little bit more hair than
all right,
a lot of us.
I don't know what route they're taking, but I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was so nice.
Thank you. That's very nice. We're going to get after this. Mitch hasn't experienced Cookie Pie yet for our big celebration.
You are, you've gotten a gift for the vasectomy.
Yeah.
We were trying to start the segment here.
Yes.
I got you a gift for this.
Let's go.
What is this?
Shut up.
Sometimes he's tough talking.
The guy has had worse Januaries than the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Now, they might get a pardon.
Sometimes who's truth-telling?
Because if we lose the Browns and the parade, I can already predict Mayor Bibb's future. It starts with Al and ends with Paca.
But he's never tone deaf.
What the hell are we doing?
Are you setting the tone here for what's to come over the weekend?
I'm just telling you right now, you better be dialed in.
It's time for setting the tone.
I'm gonna roll up my sleeves here. This is a big weekend. I'm going to be sitting around.
Yeah, you are.
Icing the jewels. Watching nothing but football on Sunday. At least that's what I think I'm doing unless we cancel. So how excited are you for football this weekend? Some call it the greatest day in sports, NFL Championship Sunday. Well, if the previous playoff numbers are any indication, well, you're losing interest. How is that possible? Wild card round, down 8%. Divisional round, down 16%. What has happened to the once proud NFL we know and love? They used to print money like it's a U.S. government during a national plandemic. How bad is it? The commissioner immediately shifted to talking about an 18-game schedule. Yeah, that's what Browns fans are sitting around clamoring for come January. Hey, can we get another week?
More games.
Of this death march to nowhere? And can I spend more money on my season tickets?
More Bailey Zappi.
More Bailey Zappi? More games? More money? Demanding that we tank more? Of course, one more dangerous game for players to get hurt. Why don't we have the players go shoot a movie in the desert with Alec Baldwin while we're at it? So this Sunday is supposed to be the greatest day in sports. I'm not feeling it. Why is it not even in the top 20 for me? You're calling it a great sports weekend. In one game, you got penalty flag merchant Mahomes, load management Kelce, a running back that we gifted to the best team in football so we could at least watch someone from Cleveland who loves the Browns win a Super Bowl. And don't forget Mahomes and his seven favorite teammates. The back judge, the side judge, the field judge, the line judge, the down judge, the umpire, and of course the true MVP, the head referee. Oh, and you like that? Hopefully for the Chiefs fans' sake, Harrison Butker can make history by simultaneously kicking the game-winning field goal and telling his wife to get back in the kitchen to cook the post-game meal.
The Tone Master General tells it like he sees it.
Oh, we got more. Any other game, you got the Eagles, the most hated team in the NFL by their own players. You think you hate your coworkers, Owen and Mitch?
Outstanding.
These guys really hate each other. They even hate their head coach, and they've won 9 or more games 18 times since 2000. The Browns have done that 4 times in the same time span. And yet, we can't even get our players to seem to love each other and the coach to win football games. Now, don't worry. We're pretty good at plucking some of that organizational talent from Philly, have we not? To try to emulate their success, like Joe Banner. If you catch him on the right day on social media, not only will he take credit for all of Philly's success, despite not actually working there in 13 years, he'll also tell you in the most totally objective way what's going on in the Middle East. And that's why I like Joe Banner. I mean,
check,
he fixes everything.
With Anthony Lima.
Meanwhile, the Browns also poached Andrew Berry, who is the second most accomplished personnel executive between him and his identical twin brother. Go Commanders. That's the weekend. Get ready. You really think this is the best weekend in sports?
Oh, my God.
We've argued about this over time. I see guys like Adam Schein.
That was scorched earth.
Danny Parkins. Nothing better than championship weekend. You're stuck with 2 games. If they're blowouts, where do you turn to? Nowhere. I got to go get another ice pack in the freezer. I just don't. I think, honestly, the regular season is better. Because you get all the games on Sunday, and you get all the college football
yep.
games, and it doesn't end, because then you get Thursday to Monday.
I agree. Championship weekend's overrated.
Buffalo and Kansas City's going to let you down.
I hope not. I hope it's an awesome
game. I think the refs will let me down.
See, that's where we're
weak.
At. That's the credibility of this league right now.
It's not weak. It's true.
It's weak.
I don't give a damn. I mean, if anybody wants to do a contrarian opinion, fine. That's fine with me. But I don't give a damn. The American people agree with me. They know it. You are a Chiefs fan. You're allowed to be a Chiefs fan. I'm going to have Daryl in here tomorrow, and he's going to yell at you, and he's going to get all emotional. He's going to be an emotional boy.
Check his tone with me.
Now, I do want to ask, do you have any kind of feeling about, like, it was Odell Beckham in the Super Bowl?
That was Don Rickles-esque, some of the stuff you just did.
We had a couple years ago, Odell Beckham was looking like he was going to win MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, because he didn't play in the second half, it kind of took some of that away. But something very interesting is developing here with Kareem Hunt, because it is a great story for what was a terrible situation. I mean, Kareem Hunt looked like he was going to be the next great back in the NFL. Mm. And then he had to watch at home without a football team. I mean, was he on the commissioner's exemplar, or was he just cut at that point after the terrible situation that happened down here? So he had to sit there and watch Kansas City win the Super Bowl. Then he comes to Cleveland and he starts to rebuild not only his character, you know, he matures as a human being, and he does a really good job with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
But then we say goodbye to him.
Yeah.
And he went and joined up with the best team to ever join up with, the Kansas City Chiefs. He has a way to make this a remarkable story. Do you think in Cleveland people are going to feel happy for him?
Yeah.
Or is it going to
yeah.
be more about how do we let him get away? Because it wasn't like he was killing it with us.
No, a little bit.
He had 2 teams he could play for.
No. That's
and
different.
They've had injuries the last 2 years.
You're right. Owen is correct. And I think this is correct what I'm about to say. They don't blame him. And you said it was like him killing it. No, the Browns didn't put him in a position to kill it. Hey, I said, hey, he's got to be at the end of the line. That's it. Plenty of people called in before the season. They wanted Kareem Hunt. I thought it was just because he was a hometown kid. And, hey, he had done well for the Browns, but we knew it was at his end. Guess what? You guys were right, and I was wrong. Totally wrong. All the people that called in, and I disagree. I didn't shout anybody down, thank God. But all the people that disagreed, respectfully, you were right. I was wrong. He still has something left. And I think a lot of people have that connection with it. I mean, he's been through a lot of personal problems. Some of them he's caused himself, certainly, but he's been through a lot of personal problems. I mean, he was in a that the situation that happened in the hotel, that's horrible as it is. The other situation on the highway, that was really bad. He was in a dark place.
He was.
He was in a really dark place personally there. So I don't know where he is personally now. I've only talked to the guy a handful of times in my life. Obviously, I knew his college coaches, but I hope that he's in a much better place mentally, spiritually, and hopefully this helps. Because everywhere he goes, he seems to, which he's only been to Cleveland and in Kansas City, and the places that he's been, he's done a good job. He's done a good job. That'd be the only redeeming quality
out of a Kansas
that I would
City
have
win?
Out of a Kansas City win. I'm tired of the conversation about the Chiefs. Ever since this referee thing, I'm just done. I'm done. I'm ready to root for the Bills.
So
I'm ready to hope that Josh Allen does well.
Is there a chance that this, if ever there was a week after this national conversation to rough Patrick Mahomes, this would be the week? Everybody's paying attention to this. This has become a national story. We played the
Why?
Audio
They're
earlier
just gonna
in the show.
They're going to throw a flag on you.
So that's what I'm asking.
They're going
to
throw
there
a flag.
Is there any chance to be a little bit more overcompensating that, I don't know, if he tries to do that tightrope walk along the sidelines and gets roughed around a little bit, that the referees look at each other? Because they know. Because you know the Bills are going to be talking to the referees about this before the game.
You better go James Harrison and get your money's worth, because you are going to get fined and you are going to get flagged.
Like the Goff hit. The Goff hit last week after the interception was brutal.
Like, that's where you got to be careful with some of this, because I think if you're an NFL player, like if you're Willie Anderson, you're going to go, okay, you're going to find me anyway and you're going to throw a flag. I'm getting my money's worth. Be ready. Here it comes. Here it comes. I don't want to cost my team, but if we're going to do this, I'm going to hit him as hard as I possibly can. And we will see some old style Merton Hanks, Steve Atwater type of hitting.
Man, you don't want your defensive players nervous, because that's when Mahomes is at his best. That touchdown that he threw, where he was diving down to the ground and then throws, it was a Kelce wide open in the end zone.
Yes.
That's the stuff that you can't let happen. And I mean, it's almost impossible. It's really hard. I get it. But you can't shy away from trying to make contact with the guy all game long, because he will just kill you. If you're able to do that.
But now he's got it set up where he knows how the system works and he can make guys second guess. It's going to be a very difficult task. Is Darius Garland a scapegoat?
Seems like it after yesterday.
Who's he a scapegoat for, though? Who's he a scapegoat for? Is this Darius or is this Donovan on Darius? Oh, this is a caller talking. This is where I think this is going. Go ahead and hit Chuck from Hinckley.
What makes it difficult to forgive him and not call it a choke is because he's been running his gums for 2 weeks like a politician to try to get into the All-Star game, and it was your time to step up to the line. This is schoolboy stuff in the gym. You got 3 free throws to win the game and get possession of the ball and seal the game. You failed. And to laugh about it, I wasn't laughing. I called him a choker.
That was Chuck's first ever call to the fan.
The first one.
That he said it was his first call, and I go, okay. A lot of other things he said in the call were agreeable. I didn't agree with that. He was asked a question. It was a leading question about him being an all-star. He's going to have confidence in himself. He's a professional basketball player. I think he was set up to say that he should be an all-star. I don't think he was, quote-unquote, flapping his gums to get into the all-star game. I think he's a scapegoat for fans. I think that he has been a guy that we've gotten very comfortable in criticizing. Donovan Mitchell was asked about it yesterday, and Donovan Mitchell, and credit to him, Donovan Mitchell said the right things, and it's easy to say the right things when you're 36-7, but this is what Donovan said, which was a perfect line.
I'd rather it now than in June. That's how I tell them. Do it now. And all the mistakes happen now, and we're fine. Like, he's fine. He's going to, you know, be hard on himself, as we all would be, you know, and that's why he's so great in what he does. But I told him, look, at the end of the day, we wouldn't have been able to get to those free throws if you didn't do what you did. So he's been great all year, great in the fourth all year. It happens.
It's all true, and Donovan also knows he was 1-for-8 from 3 points last night and 7-of-21 from the field, which isn't much worse than Darius Garland, who led the way with 26 points. Honestly, they needed Evan Mobley. They needed Evan Mobley. If they had Evan Mobley, they probably would have won that game.
Yeah, they got abused.
Houston's a good basketball team. They're 29-14.
They did. They got abused. Jared Allen really had his work cut out for him, obviously, the way that game unfolded. You look at overall, you know, the rebounding numbers, the Rockets dominated the glass. You know, does that happen if Evan Mobley is there? Probably not. And you can see where they miss Evan. They're definitely a different team without Evan, and you could tell, like, they needed Donovan Mitchell to play really, really well in the Phoenix game, the Minnesota game, but you know, they have their third loss in the last 2 weeks. It was rarefied air. They're 36-7. They're still having a freaking phenomenal regular season.
Yes, they are.